If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the regular season, along with live Bears reports from Hallis Hall, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with Bears players and coaches, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
It is 3 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, Wald with a scoreboard update. The Cubs and Giants just getting underway in San Francisco, and they're in the bottom of the first, and it's still scoreless. The Cubs striking out in the top half of the first inning. All three of them. Why? Well, Madison Bumgarner's on the mound. He hasn't lost in a month thanks to a sparkling 1.42 ERA coming in. Cubs started the day with a 6.5 game lead on the Giants for that second wild card slot. Pirates are 3 ahead of the Cubs. They're in Miami to finish up the series with the Marlins later on tonight. Getaway day, pretty quiet in the big leagues. 2 finals, though. Dodgers beating the Reds 1-0. Zach Greinke, 7 scoreless innings. Angels with a 2-0 win over the Tigers as well. 2 other games going on right now. Rangers with a 1-0 lead on the Blue Jays down at Texas. They're in the top of the 6th there. Just getting started in Kansas City. Rain holding them up. The Royals and Orioles are scoreless in the bottom of the 1st. White Sox have dropped 3 of its last 4. They will get the Mariners tonight. Carlos Rodon gets a second straight start against Seattle to open the 4-game set at the Cell. He went back-to-back against the Angels before that. The Bears practicing at Hallis Hall. Everyone's hurt. Bunch of injuries today. Alshon Jeffrey, Eddie Royal, and Marquise Wilson, all 3 still sitting. And John Fox calls them day-to-day. The Bears will be in Cincinnati this weekend. A strong denial from the Derrick Rose camp today after a lawsuit came to light accusing the Bulls guard of gang-raping his ex-girlfriend 2 years ago. Spokesman calls it nothing more than a money grab. The Bulls have little to say other than they don't have all the information. But Adidas says its support for Rose is unwavering, unquote. Full complaints on our website if you'd like to read more. It's at 670thescore.com. Scoreboard Update is brought to you by your Chicago area Honda dealers. And interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score, brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. 11, and we'll send you a message confirming that we've received it. Message and data rates may apply. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by the BMW Championship at Conway Farms Golf Club in Lake Forest. Visit BMWChampionship.com.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
The NFL has sent out a video to players about points of emphasis. Mm-hmm. One is the section on fighting. They were really mad about the proliferation of scrums and skirmishes.
Yeah.
However, there is an inherent problem with how they're trying to curb this.
Peacemaking won't be accepted as an excuse for entering the area. Don't fight.
What? Exactly.
What?
You've got this violent game with big, angry, violent people trained to be violent, and then the league has to spend so much time trying to manage all of the mayhem while they're still packaging it and selling it to us. This is the inherent conflict of the NFL.
Pro football, the NFL, are really on a dumb roll. I mean, they can't get off of it. Wherever that train left from, it's not stopping anywhere.
Boars and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Marcus?
You've got a new front office. You've got a rookie GM. I'm certainly not going to criticize anything they've done until we see the results of it, until they play some games. But what's troublesome about this is that they didn't have enough veteran options, enough guys who've caught NFL passes at the wide receiver position prior to the Kevin White injury. Prior to any of these injuries, there should have been one or two more veteran bodies that they could have brought to camp to compete as well as to be prepared for something like this. There should have been some backup plan, and now we see where they're at and there isn't.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
I'm OGB.
Dan Bernstein.
The worst! The worst!
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 304 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we had a call and we now have a very big pleasure to bring to you.
We were talking about Daryl Dawkins, hearing the sad news that he passed away today at age 58. And this guy spent plenty of time with him, having been one of his representatives. Longtime NBA super agent Herb Rudoy joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. What's happening, Herb?
How are you guys? How are you doing?
We're doing well, my friend. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Don't tell Bernstein, but I went to Duke before.
I know. I know you. And you were actually at Duke. If we're doing this, a friend of mine who I was in my class, you were actually friends, I believe, with his mom, Judy, who she eventually became Judy Dibbs. She passed away also, but actually always talked about having gone to school with the great Herb Rudoy back in the day. So
Judy Rodriguez.
Yes, Judy Rodriguez, indeed. You remember.
Absolutely.
Yep. And you insist on being called the great Herb Rudoy now? Is that it?
No. I'm a legend in Bernstein's mind.
That's for sure.
But I was on my way home today, and I was listening to you guys, which I do most afternoons. And I really feel bad. This was a great guy, way ahead of his time. If he were playing today, I don't think anyone else would have half the endorsements that he would have. He was clever, smart guy. He got everything except the reason that he was playing NBA basketball, because he enjoyed it so much. He didn't work real hard at it because it was so easy for him. Really easy for him. But a terrific, absolutely terrific guy.
Did you know when you first met him that he had sort of all of this in him? Because some guys, especially the right out of high school thing, you don't really know how they're going to adjust and how comfortable they're going to be in their own skin. And Dawkins just always was.
No, for sure. He knew who he was, very comfortable in his own skin. The first day that I met him, and he was 18 years old, he had on a pair of jeans, no shirt, and a black leather fringed vest, and built like Superman. I mean, really like Superman. Absolutely incredible. At 18, he was a man, already a man. Wanted to leave high school. His high school coach had contacted me. He wanted to play in the NBA. The 76ers were very anxious to have him. But he was very comfortable in his own skin. And I heard what you said, Dan, about the interview he gave was it CBA in those days?
Yeah, the old Continental League, yep.
And this is how he was with everybody. He had time for everybody. Everybody. Every kid, every mom, every dad. He was terrific. Absolutely terrific. And the happiest moment of his life is when he broke the backboards. This is for sure. when he tore them down. And if it was if it happened today, we would have gone out and got an endorsement for the rims.
Because
he's clever. Clever guy.
Yeah, you know, Herb, I had the same experiences with him, and it was so weird because so many of the big guys in the NBA, I was talking about sort of weirdness before him, you know, sort of guys that were lists that maybe not bad guys, but strange, not very talkative. And then along comes Daryl from day one, was a guy you could sit and chat with like he was your best friend, and it was just so unusual for a lot of guys, I think, who covered the NBA to go, what? Wait a minute, there's a big guy who actually wants to talk, doesn't hate you, and seems to genuinely enjoy it.
No, he did enjoy it, and there were no secrets with him. If you asked him a question, he gave you, I'm sure your experience was he gave you an answer.
Oh, yeah.
A real direct answer. There's no obfuscation. He was just a terrific guy. Absolutely terrific. He was religious. He He understood his relationship in his life with religion, and he's very close to his mom. This is a sad day because 58 is a pretty young guy, and I'm very curious as to how he died. I'm very, very curious. But the NBA has used him over the years. He's been an ambassador for the league. He's been all over the world representing the league. They figured out that he's a fantastic ambassador for them. They've sent him everywhere, absolutely everywhere.
You know, you mentioned something in passing about, you know, the time that would have been, you know, what he did for endorsements and what he did for the sort of the size of personality. I mean, I remember a Wheaties endorsement that he was part of. I think he said, "Before I slam my gorilla donkeys, I get to eat these for my Wheaties." But he was where at the leading edge of some of that stuff, where it wasn't sort of thought of that the moment the guy arrives in the league, those deals are already done. That it sort of kind of came organically, and it came after the fact, where now we see guys in college working on their brand and somebody referring to that as their brand. And some of the guys in the 70s, Reggie Jackson, and, you know, on into the late 70s, early 80s, when really it used to be that it sort of came to you well after the fact, and he was one of those guys.
No, for sure. I think that people didn't really understand what they had in him. He was different. I mean, he was really different. He played on a team with Dr. J, with Doug Collins, and played on a great team with these guys. And I don't think people understood who he was until later. Again, as I said earlier, very, very clever guy. And his naming his dunks and naming who he was, he understood this was fun. This was fun, and basketball should be fun, where a lot of other guys didn't get it in that era.
Yeah, and I mean, the other, you know, you're talking about Dr. J and Doug. You're talking about a locker room there. Anybody could approach any of those three guys. Dr. J was always there for you, no matter what, win, lose, whatever. Play great, play poorly. He was a guy that got that, stood there. We know that there have been a few issues since he retired. But again, you know, Herb, you can only judge him by what you see, what your dealings with him. And all three of those guys, very, very positive dealings as players.
Great.
And,
you know,
as people.
I represented Doug his whole career also.
Yep.
And these were really good guys. And Doug was very close to Darryl. I mean, I've got to call Doug in a couple minutes to see what he's thinking about. But this was a very close-knit team. I think George McGinnis was on that team. I'm thinking back during that time. I think he was there also. They had a terrific team that probably, you know, they won the championship after Doug had to stop playing because of all of his injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But they were terrific, and they got it. They had a great camaraderie, and they loved him. I mean, they loved Darryl. Absolutely adored him. Adored him. I mean, probably made, I'm sure he made the coach crazy. Was it Gene Chu who was coaching?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, I'm sure he made him completely nuts. Okay, completely nuts. Darryl, go to the corner and do something, and he went right to the basket. You know, it didn't matter. He was going to dunk. He was going to dunk on everybody. Right, Dr. Dunkenstein or something. I don't know what.
Darryl Griffith was Dr. Dunkenstein. I think he had so many nicknames, what Dawkins really cultivated was that he knew that there was sort of this mysticism about it, with all the poetry and creating his own planet Lovetron, doing a music video before people even really knew what music videos were. So,
right.
Hey, why not? I guess you figure that how many chances do you get to do that on that stage? You might as well be
who you are. Sure. And the other thing, he actually believed he was from Lovetron. So this is very important to understand that if he could have gotten a passport from someone from Lovetron, he would have carried it. This is for sure. But he would be a superstar today in this league because there's so many guys with personalities and who hide and you know, they hide in the training room when you show up, right?
Oh yeah.
And he would be right out there. He would be adored by the public today, given what we have with the internet, with tweeting. Now he would be going 24 hours a day. That's for
It's funny because he was, you know, when he started, it was just, you know, you had this thing about the brooding big man or the odd big man, or you weren't sure what the hell you were dealing with, Herb. And then he comes along and, you know, you were damn sure what you were dealing with him. You liked him because of that craziness to him, but it was just that you knew he was honest about everything. There wasn't a lot of, because some of these guys, they were just unapproachable. You didn't dare go near them because you know they didn't want to talk to you.
No, I agree. No, he was terrific. He was a big favorite of the press in Philadelphia. Really, a big favorite of these guys, because he'd give you a quote. He'd give you a great quote, whatever you wanted.
Yep.
Well, yeah, it's too bad.
I guess the question, Herb, is because you're still obviously active today with NBA players and athletes around the world in multiple sports, and you have to deal with the way modern media and social media work. So how do you advise the average client then? It's one thing to reminisce and say, look, here was this great personality who came along at this time when it was able to be realized. Do you urge your clients now more on the cautious side? You'll be careful. Don't say anything wrong. Don't get caught in the outrage blender. Or do you say, we trust you. If you trust the guy, say, look, go use this, be yourself, and be a little bit out there.
No, I do. I do tell them to trust them. I trust them. And most of them get it. But I do, one thing I do explain to them is once you write it, you can't take it back. It's there. It's going to be out there forever. So be very cautious as to what you're writing. But, well, a perfect example is Manu Ginobili. I'm sure he tweets 20 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tweeting in Spanish. He's tweeting in Italian. Actually, I don't know what he's saying in Italian. But the younger generation, they are internet savvy. They are really internet savvy. And I think most of them get it. And they like the idea that people are reading what they're writing. And so I just warn them to be a little careful. But otherwise, you got to trust them. You can't be with them 24/7. So what they're going to say is what they're going to say.
All right, Herb, we appreciate you jumping on, my friend. It was nice to hear your voice. And
thank you.
You know, we'll put you ahead of Dan Bernstein on the Duke list. Well, actually, you were already there.
Yeah,
so don't worry
there.
About that.
No question.
Yeah, no question about it.
Bernstein, give me a call one day.
Okay? We'll do. Absolutely, we'll do. And say hi to Doug for us when you call him. Just say that Bors and Bernstein send their best.
I will, for sure. You guys are terrific. I hear you almost every day. I don't know how you guys manage to say what you say. A lot of hours.
Thank you, Herb.
Thanks, right. Herb.
See you guys.
Longtime NBA super agent Herb Rudoy some Daryl Dawkins reminiscences. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Bors and Bernstein Show. Bottom of the hour, second half, 5 o'clock today.
Who are you crapping?
On the score.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
Mully. They're not really expected to do anything. You're ahead of schedule.
Henley.
People say, boy, Henley, you're really a negative Cubs fan. I finally bought in that this is just fun to watch, even on TV.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago Sports Morning Show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Valvoline. 140 years under the hood. Usain Bolt.